My guest at this time is Jennifer Horn. She is the chairwoman of the New Hampshire Republican Party. The Granite State is home to a number of very competitive races today, from the U.S. Senate to the governorship and both congressional districts. But it's the Senate race that is the subject of, I don't even know if 11th hour is the right way to phrase this since it just came out last night. But the Daily Caller is reporting that New Hampshire Democratic Senator Gene Shaheen, who is in a dead heat with Republican Scott Brown, may well have been the point person among Senate Democrats involved in the IRS investigation of conservative organizations seeking tax-exempt status. According to the Daily Caller piece, this was a memo of the IRS responding to a letter that Shaheen and the Democratic senators had written. The memo obtained by the Daily Caller briefed the Democratic senator about a coordinated IRS Treasury Department plot to target political activity by nonprofit groups. The plot was operating out of Lois Lerner's tax-exempt government entities division. So, Jennifer, how much is this reverberating across the state today?
Well, people are talking about it all over the place, of course. It is shocking to see that our own United States Senator from here in New Hampshire, Gene Shaheen, engaged in this sort of behavior, using a federal agency, the IRS, to target American citizens for their political beliefs. We haven't seen anything like this, as you know, since the Nixon era. And honestly, it's shocking and disappointing to all of us in New Hampshire.
How frustrated are Republicans that came out now instead of, I guess, a few days or a couple of weeks ago when it might have gotten more attention before folks head to the polls?
Well, sure. You know, we've been talking about this issue throughout this race. The senator signed the letter. She was one of just a handful of senators who thought it was appropriate to send the letter to the IRS asking them to target these conservative organizations. So our voters are well aware of it. Obviously, this brings it a step further, which is why it is reverberating the way that it is here. But, of course, Senator Shaheen has a long record of failing the people of New Hampshire. It's not just in this area. When you look at her being the deciding vote for Obamacare, when you look at her record on the economy, her 99% support for the president's failed policies, it's been an active conversation up here from the beginning.
Quoting again from the Daily Caller piece, the Democratic senator's publicly available March 9, 2012 letter asked the IRS to, quote, immediately change the administrative framework for enforcement of the tax code as it applies to groups designated as social welfare organizations by introducing a new bright line test for how much a tax-exempt group can invest in political activity and by setting a new rule that at least 51% of a group's activity must be non-political. The senators called for more elaborate disclosures about finances and undertakings in groups Form 990 submissions and sought new rules about how much donors could write off as business expenses. Does this suggest to you that this might be the inspiration for some of the questions about prayers and donor lists and other things that these groups were forced to hand over to the IRS?
Well, and it went beyond that. We've seen reports of them asking for passwords to social media accounts and things like that. And it certainly, it would be hard to think otherwise, wouldn't it, Greg? It's very disturbing, but, you know, what this new memo suggests or exposes to us is the level of coordination that appeared to be taking place between the IRS and Senator Shaheen on these issues. This is something that's very serious and will continue to grow and be a problem long after this election is over. All we can hope is that folks in New Hampshire get out and make sure that when she's investigated for this, it's not as a sitting U.S. senator from New Hampshire.
Well, it's supposed to be very close, according to the latest polls. But what are some of the internals or other indicators on the ground telling you about what you truly expect to happen in that race tonight?
Well, we're cautiously optimistic. We know better than to count our chickens before they hatch up here. We are encouraged by the turnout. We are encouraged by turnout in specific towns for us. But as of this moment, I would say it is still too close to call. Our victory offices are humming, and we just need all of our like-minded neighbors across the state to get out and cast their ballot for Scott Brown and the Republican team.
While the Daily Caller story and this coordination or at least contact between Senator Shaheen and the IRS is making a lot of news on Election Day, from the Democratic perspective, they're focusing on some comments that you made over the weekend at a pep rally for not only Scott Brown, but the Republican candidates for U.S. House in both districts and the governor. This is your quote. This is our time. We need to crush it. We need to grab it, run with it, push their heads under, over and over again until they cannot breathe anymore, until the elections are over on Tuesday night and we've won it all. A lot of folks on the left saying that that is violent imagery, Jennifer. So take us inside those comments and your reaction to their criticism.
Yeah, sure. Look, it was a get-out-the-vote rally with hundreds and hundreds of our best activists. And in the larger context, we're talking about a wave and how you make waves happen. And there's clearly no intention there and no suggestion for harm to anybody. I would suggest, Greg, that the likely reason that the Democrats would like to chat about that is honestly a desperate attempt on the eve of an election that's just not going the way they had hoped it would go. We have a great base of activists. We have executed the largest midterm ground game that New Hampshire has ever seen for the Republican Party in our state this year. I'm very proud and very excited about the operation we've been able to execute, the way that we've been able to implement the data that we have upgraded here. And all I can tell you is that we have thousands of very enthusiastic activists across the state trying the best they can to make sure we win today.
Well, we'll certainly be looking at your state early and often since it's one of the first poll closings in the country. Jennifer, thank you very much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you. I hope we can do it again. Take care.
Absolutely. Jennifer Horn is chairwoman of the New Hampshire Republican Party. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.